plastic and leather, spandex and studs. It's time for Rock Candy.
And now, here's your host, Troy.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey everyone, Troy Correa here, and I want to take a moment to make a big announcement about Rock Candy. Last year on July 24th, I launched the Rock Candy podcast, which is an offshoot of the Rock Candy TV show that began airing on June 27th, 1996. The TV show had gone on hiatus because I didn't have the time to continue producing it and hosting it. I always said I would eventually get it back on the air or online. In the meantime, podcasts had become pretty popular and were much less work than a television production, so I figured I can continue doing something that I loved, but just in a different format. Shortly after the podcast began airing, it landed in the top 10, then the top 5, and within a couple months, the top 3, eventually landing in the number 1 position on the metal charts on Podomatic, where it has dominated that position for many months now. I knew I had a good product, but I never expected the show to do as well as it has. I want to thank everyone that has supported the show for these first 50 episodes. Your enjoyment of the show is my payback for doing it. When I started producing the podcast, it only took about 2 hours to produce a one-hour show. As time went on, it became more and more involved since I made sure not to play any song that I had already played. I also tried to keep at least a 3-episode break before I played a band or performer on another episode in order to keep the show fresh and have a variety of music rather than a lot of the same songs over and over. Around the time the show started, I began trying to look for and listen to bands that I had never listened to back in the 80s and early 90s. That too took time since I have actually got to sit and listen in order to find songs that caught my ear and I felt would work well on the show. I also have to research current news on bands that I play in order to pass along to you, the listeners. That itself could take hours and hours because I would begin looking for info on one band and come across something that interests me about another. So, going from a 2-hour production time in the beginning, it eventually went to a 6 to 8 hour production time or more over the course of a week. That may not seem like much, but at times, that can be crunched into 1 or 2 days, which makes it very tough when I try to squeeze that in between everyday life and stick to a deadline each week. With the success of the show, it makes it hard for me to make this decision, but after some thinking, I've decided that after the 1-year anniversary episode, the Rock Candy podcast will also be going on hiatus indefinitely. Rock Candy is a big part of my life, but right now I have a lot going on that I need to focus on in my personal life. Nothing bad, I just have to adjust my priorities for now. So, while I love doing the show, because it is something I would love to listen to if I were not the one doing it, I have to take a step back and focus on some things that I need to take care of in everyday life. My membership on Podomatic runs through sometime in early November, so all of the episodes that are posted once the 1-year anniversary episode airs, those will remain available until that time. There's always a chance I may throw together a new episode before or even after that. So if you have subscribed to the show, keep your subscription so you don't miss anything I may produce in the future. If you want to keep up to date, go to the Rock Candy Facebook page since I always keep that and the Rock Candy website updated regularly even when the show has not been in production. Once I turn out the lights on the podcast, I'm guessing my friends Randy and Troy from Ouch, You're On My Hair podcast will be able to reclaim their position in the top spot in the metal category on Podomatic that I stole from them and actually never expected to do. When this podcast began production, there was only a hope at occasionally grabbing a day now and then in the top spot. This past year has been amazing for me, and so many listeners have been so supportive of the show, and I truly appreciate that. The show has had a great run and gone beyond my expectations, and I want to thank everyone that has listened, whether it's been only 1 episode or every episode. Make sure to continue cranking up plenty of episodes through the end of the month and send the show out on a very good note. Thanks everyone so much for listening and supporting Rock Candy. Remember to keep rocking, and we will see you soon. Bye.